Okay.
Hello?
Hi, good afternoon. Platinum Papers?
Yeah, are you the director?
So actually, the reason for the call, we're a data service provider to Google and
okay,
Bing.
Okay, are you the director or are you the same person that called me? Because you just hanged up on me.
Oh, okay, I get you. I would just transfer you over to the pricing director.
Okay, but are you the same one that hanged up on me, or is this somebody else?
I don't think so. No, I think you're calling back after that call, or you're getting somebody else.
Okay, because I mean, I asked him a few questions, he didn't like it. I mean, I need to know where my money's going. You know,
Of course.
That's just how I am. If you're calling me to offer a service, I need to know exactly what you offer, and I'm gonna ask questions. I'm not gonna just say, okay, let's go ahead, sign up, or whatever. It's not that easy.
Right, no, of course, yeah.
And no, obviously he didn't like that, so he said, right. No, he hanged up on me. And that's really, I mean, that's rude and very unprofessional. I mean, if I'm in the business to get clients, I'm not going to treat my clients like that.
No,
if they're asking me a question, because they're going to be spending money with my business, so if they're asking me a question, I'm going to answer that question to the best of my knowledge. And not be an a-hole about it and then just, you know, hang up on them because I don't like what questions they're asking me.
Really? What did you ask?
He asked me how long have I been in business, and I told him, does the price change if you've been in business longer? That's all I asked him.
Oh, and I see. Well, I get you. Okay, I think I see what he was doing there because we actually offer...
Yeah, I told him you're probably reading off a paper. I know you guys have a sales pitch. That's what you guys have. You guys have a piece of paper that you got to read. I'm pretty sure.
But
that's your guys' protocol. I mean, I understand. That's how you guys, you know, there's a training sheet that everybody has to read. I mean, you probably choose not to, but he does. And he just didn't have the information.
Right. I get you. Because I see the information he was getting here. So it was something you were interested in, but when you started asking
questions... Well, I mean, I was interested in it, but, you know, now that the fact that he hanged up on me, you know, that turns you guys as a whole, I'm not going to do business with you guys.
I won't do business with you guys.
I mean, that was very unprofessional.
No, for sure, understood. Is there anything I could say, for example, if I got
a question in the future, that means that my question is not going to get answered.
Well, I wouldn't say so. I think this is definitely isolated. Typically, this won't happen. I mean, at least
I mean, it's cool. I mean, I understand, you know, he didn't like the fact that I was asking him a tough question, and I understand,
You know, the call could have dropped, too. Are you sure that he hung up?
No. He said... Do you guys record the calls or no?
So they do, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I believe they do, yeah.
Okay, then they can go back and look at it. But, you know, for me to conduct business with you guys at this time, no. I'm not going to do business.
So even if he accidentally, like, the call got dropped.
You know what? He said, he told me we're not getting nowhere, and then he hanged up on me. Those were his exact words. So say when you're telling someone we're not getting nowhere, the call's not going to accidentally drop.
Right. No, that's why I was curious.
I mean, not even my 5-year-old will believe that. I can tell you that. I mean,
yeah,
I understand if he's in the middle. And the call gets dropped, then I understand. But, you know, we're not getting nowhere. Have a good day. What does that mean?
Right. No, yeah, I think you may be
that
right,
means that he hanged up on me. He decided not to deal with me and go on to the next person that's going to be easier without asking them any questions.
Right. Well, very sorry that happened. No worries. I appreciate the time, and sorry we couldn't help you out. You have a great day, okay?
See, exactly how you're telling me right now, you're pretty much just going to hang up on me, right?
Well, it sounds like you said you didn't want to do business with us, right? Isn't it? You said that word for word.
Yeah, but you said you were going to try to make it better, and obviously you just gave up.
I was asking if there is something we could do for you. Yeah, and you didn't.
No, you know what?
Maybe there wasn't.
You know what? Just have a good day. You know, if there was a second opportunity, it's gone now.
I feel like I've been completely polite with you, sir. I don't see why there's any problem.
No, it's just, you know, you said have a good day, that's it. That's
right,
it.
Right, because you said you didn't want to do business with us. And I even said, hey, is there something I can do? You didn't say anything back to me, so I just wanted to make sure if that was the case. It sounded like it wasn't, so if that is the case, I'd be more than happy to help you.
But you assumed that because I didn't say anything that... you assumed because I didn't respond back to what you asked me that I don't want to do business.
Okay, well, yeah, usually in most cases that would be, true. So, I mean,
okay.
Would you like the service? Are you interested? Because if you are, I'd love to help you.
You know what? Maybe a different time. You guys can call me back in a month or so. At the moment, no. Just the way
really?
I was approached from you guys.
So even though I've tried to help you, okay, no worries, man. I'll try maybe in the future. I appreciate the time. You have a good one. This guy. Yeah, right. Like, he just wanted to talk, I think. Exactly. That's why I said you said that word for word.